discuss preventative measures drivers can take to avoid motor accidents.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-Operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for 15 minutes with Co-Operators General Insurance discussing preventative actions drivers can take to avoid motor accidents.
And in studio again with me this week is Mr. Anton Lovell. He is the CEO of Co-Operators General Insurance, and his guest, Inspector Rodney Innes, PRO with the Barbados Police Service. Sir, good morning to you.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning to your listeners as well.
So what are we going to be talking about this week?
Yes, this week, our third in the series, I've invited Inspector Rodney Innes to tell us why motor accidents are caused when drivers emerge from major stops, causing collisions with vehicles traveling on the main road, and further, what drivers need to do to avoid such accidents.
Okay. So an expert here, I know collisions and prevention of collisions is something that's very important to you. So why does it happen?
Okay, good morning, Carol. Good morning, Anton. Good morning to all listeners. It's an interesting topic, and it's something that, you know, a lot of us can have our personal opinions. Well, all of us are road users. We are affected by vehicles emerging from side roads almost every day. There are about six initial areas that I want to touch on very quickly this morning. Reasons why we get involved in collisions. One, drivers fail to stop at road junctions. The law requires that every driver stop at the stop line where one is provided, and that works in conjunction with the stop sign. So, however, several drivers fail to stop at these road junctions and do what many call, would you refer to as a rolling stop. Mm. I don't know, Carol, if you're guilty of that.
I am.
Several persons are.
I've done this before.
Due to a lack of patience, per se. Everyone is busy. Everybody wants to get to their workplace, want to get children to school. And persons make a judgment call even before they're at the stop. Mm-hmm. And that, according to our stats, that accounts for several minor collisions on the roads.
Okay.
Drivers are not stopping. As a matter of fact, from our experience, we recognize that drivers give way at stop signs and they stop at the give way signs at roundabouts. We find that. Many drivers do the opposite of what is required by law for some reason. No wonder we get so many road traffic collisions.
Okay.
And we advise them that taking a few seconds to bring the vehicle to a complete halt, there's nothing in the law as a rolling stop. You either stop or you're rolling.
Mm.
We ask them to take a few seconds, think about it before exiting onto a major road, and allow the drivers to observe our ever-changing road environment. Mm. Their vehicles traversing the roads up and down, left and right, and they must make a judgment call. If they take a few seconds at the junction before making the decision, that could probably save their life or the life of someone else.
Mm. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So what about, and I'm speaking as being guilty of doing it sometimes.
Oh, you're guilty?
Sometimes you see, yes, mm-hmm. Sometimes I would do a rolling stop, and I realize it's not the thing to do. But sometimes you said make a judgment call, because mm-hmm. sometimes when you get to you're coming out on a major road and you look and there's a car way down.
Yes.
So you make a judgment call, distance, speed, that kind of thing.
Right.
And you think, I can proceed.
You can
instead
make
of stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
actually,
I don't know.
That is actually the number two point I have here.
Okay.
Misjudging the approach and speed and distance of oncoming vehicles. Our research, worldwide research has shown that most human beings are very poor at judging the speeds of approaching vehicles. That's why a lot of pedestrians get struck by vehicles, because their judgment isn't as good as they think. And our advice is simple. You need to take more time to assess the situation. That's why you need to stop in the first place and formulate a safe driving plan of action, which may be to remain stationary until the road is absolutely clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may get those drivers behind you honking
yes.
their horns. You will get that. But remember, you're the one who has to make that decision. is either you take a chance, you take a risk and be involved in a collision, causing your life or someone else's life, or you be very patient and you move in the road is clear. Some of these decisions are very practicable, very simple, and a lot of the collisions and accidents we experience are avoidable if we simply do what we know. We will do. Learner drivers do the right thing. But, you know, having gotten your license, we as experienced drivers, we go out there, we know better, and we take the chance. And sadly, it goes wrong quite too often, very often.
Oh, wow.
Right.
All right. So we're talking about road safety today and making better decisions as drivers. And today, specifically looking at collisions that are caused when you're coming from where you're trying to get onto a major road. So those things we have to look at. And now you said something about drivers, learner drivers doing the right thing. I have a story to tell that I want you to deal with.
Let us hear.
I saw this myself on Monday coming around the Life of Barbados roundabout, and there was a driver, learner driver, in with their instructor. I forgot to take the name of the driving school, but this happened. They were coming on the outside, the outside lane, and in the middle of the roundabout, the learner driver start to switch into the inside lane. This is a driver who is learning to drive with what you would think would be an experienced instructor, allowing them to make that maneuver. So are all driving instructors and I think created equal? That's something we need to look at, because that did not seem right to me in the middle of the roundabout switching lane.
That's unfortunate. It's not right. It's not right at all. And to be a learner driver and have an instructor next to you and allow that to happen, it speaks to the quality.
Indicator and everything, you know.
That's not right.
So we have to look at that.
Regulating
and not necessarily, well, I don't know if regulating is the right thing to do, but looking at some of the driving schools and instructors and making sure that they are properly trained so that when they go out to teach other people to drive, then what?
That's right.
Yeah, like most other things, you have good and bad. You have a certain standard that needs to be maintained. And everybody is not going to stick to that standard for one reason or the other. And we encourage people. We don't want to be, as police officers out there, having to enforce the law. We will, but we don't want to be, you know, we would like to see persons adopt the right attitudes for road safety reasons. I mean, when we put persons before the court, you have to pay a fine or something like that. That's if you get the opportunity to put you before the court.
Right.
But if you continue bad driving habits, you're not going to get that opportunity before the court. You're going to be dead, or you're going to kill someone.
You'll be in the hospital, or cause somebody else to be in the hospital. What are some of the major things that the police service has to deal with as it relates to these kinds of collisions and moving manpower from one place to the next to try and deal with, sometimes unnecessary?
You know, it's been our job from time immemorial. Soon you're going to hear of a new policy of our approach to investigating what's commonly known as fender benders. But we do our job, we do our tasks, we enforce the Road Traffic Act, Chapter 295, and all driving rules and whatnot. We do that every day and every night, 24/7 a day. And we are saying, we are appealing to motorists, we've always been appealing, that the better they improve their driving practices, better for us. It makes the road a lot safer for all of us. The road is a shared environment. We have our role to play as drivers, pedestrians, passengers. We all play different roles at different times, and we need to adopt the right attitude in regards to safety on our roads. And that's coming from the police. It's always been coming from the police, and we will continue to do that as well.
Carl, you had an interesting program last week when you asked listeners to call in various locations when people can see around corners and junctions and so because of bush and walls and shrubs. But a lot of persons mentioned that there were near misses. But what is interesting, what we are speaking of today, when drivers come to the junction and they're clear sight, line of sight, 100 or more yards to the left and right, but somehow people still emerge onto the main road and cause collisions. So that is interesting, that where there is difficulties seeing around the junctions or corners, people approach we find more cautiously.
Cautiously, because yes. they know something is blocking right. their view. More yes. cautiously. But then when you have a clear view, then you want to drive yeah. as you like.
Exactly. You see? Okay.
Another thing that I want to mention to you, Inspector Innes, the amount of traffic that we have, mm-hmm. especially in peak hours, mornings, before work and school, evenings, after work and pickups from school. Does this make people more impatient when it comes to, I need to get out and get on the way?
Yeah. Well, it makes the person, the inexperienced person, impatient. But what we, like I said, we very first, you know, if you recognize that time is against you, like it is this morning with us, where persons have to go to work and drop the others to school and whatnot, it means that you have to leave a little earlier and plan your day a little earlier. Yes, the same volume of traffic will be on the road, but at least time, you have more time to get out of that traffic. And when you're late, we find ourselves rushing. And I hear persons say all the time, when you're rushing, you always meet people who are driving slowly or something that frustrates you a little more. The answer is to plan carefully. Plan your journey. Driving on the road is a serious responsibility, and we advocate that every person, you leave home early, and you cannot make up for time if you're late already. Mm. If you're late, you're late. You know, so those are the kind of things we do. Makes it more, possible, a level to be involved in a road traffic collision, which would keep you a lot longer anyhow.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there are a couple other things that we want to touch on quickly. Like Anton mentioned, visibility. Visibility is one common factor, whether by day or night. Areas that need to be bush, or because of the very angle of the junction itself. Mm-hmm. Some persons, depending on the type of vehicle you're driving, what we call a V-shaped vehicle, which is the average vehicle with the engine protruding in front. Some persons have to deliberately overshoot the junction to see. That's clear. But you know, you must be very careful in doing that, because obviously when you overshoot the junction, you create an obstruction for the persons on the right of way. Mm. And then we have what we call the pontoon-shaped vehicles, which are the flat vehicles, like what they commonly call Suzuki vans, or the minibuses or whatever, where the driver doesn't have the engine in front of him, and they're high up and they can see. And those are good advantages, especially the pedal cyclists and motorcyclists. They can see very well at these junctions. Mm. And so it depends on the vehicle you're in. You have certain blind spots in vehicles as well. So the driver needs to know his vehicle, and he needs to be ever so cautious if he has to ease out the junction, as I say. If they have to ease out, You need to be very, very careful in doing things like that. Mm. That's one of the common causes as well, sadly. Okay. Distracted driving. That accounts for almost every type of road traffic collision we have on our roads each day. Mm. I mean, emerging to junctions and persons are eating. Persons are on their cell phones. Persons are fiddling with the AC or with the radio, like they're doing now listening to this program. Persons are adjusting their seats and other objects in the vehicle. So they become distracted, and they're at a junction, and then they made this decision to come out, forgetting that there was a motorcycle somewhere back they saw. But what they didn't take into consideration was the speed of that vehicle approaching, and then, bam, there's a road collision. Right. So there are a number of things that come into creating this cobbler pot kind of thing, where there's so many sad and bad collisions on our roads that are avoidable.
Avoidable.
That's key. A lot of them are avoidable. And there's the purpose of shows and interaction like this one, which we welcome. And we want to praise cooperators and Mr. Anton Lovell and having shows like this. This helps a lot. We have to be constantly educating the public, and we're hoping that they would, in fact, come play. Because these are not new rules. These are rules from the time they had vehicles. Mm-hmm. But it's just that we always think we know best, and we take chances. And you know, with choices, there are consequences. And sadly, it turned out to be ill-fated.
Oh, thank you so much, Inspector Rodney mm-hmm. Innes, PRO with the Barbados Police Service. Mr. Lovell, any final word?
Well, just to continue, I want to continue to urge drivers to drive defensively and do whatever it is possible to avoid accidents.
Well, thank you. Program number 3, we're looking forward to next week for program number 4. That was 15 Minutes with Cooperators General Insurance. And please remember that questions can be sent to Sabrina Howard at showard@coopgeneral.com.
What makes an insurance company stand tall above the rest? Is it the affordable premiums, flexible payment plans, or multiple locations to serve you better? Is it because it's locally owned by the credit union movement? Is it the 24-hour emergency roadside assistance or prompt settlement of claims? Or is it the long-standing pledge of community involvement and friendship? Welcome to Co-Operators General Insurance. Insurance the way you want it to be. We can help.
Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for 15 minutes with Co-Operators General Insurance discussing preventative actions drivers can take to avoid motor accidents.